Hey, good morning and welcome to Hope Church. You already know, for some of you who've been watching online, we're in a new series called Don't Worry, Be Happy, Confident Living in Troubled Times. Well, I'm so glad to be able to share with you God's Word today. And I want to ask you a question right up front as we start out. How do we find help and healing from the scars inside that shake our confidence? Remember last week and the week before, we talked about the externals. Jesus was gone. The disciples were upset. They felt like they had failed Jesus. They were living in fear and they were fatigued. But then Jesus' presence made all the difference. It helped them not only to start over, but give them confidence to take on life again. Those are the outside things. What about those things on the inside? I read some years ago about a famous plastic surgeon. His name is Dr. Maxwell Maltz. And he wrote a book entitled New Faces, New Lives. And in the book, he tells stories about people who were transformed when they got a new face. Many had been in an accident and they had scars, and it made them feel insecure, inferior, not confident. And then after he did surgery on them, they had this brand new confidence and blossomed in life again. However, this is what he writes in his book. Maltz said that he noticed for some people, cosmetic surgery did nothing for them at all. They were still insecure. Many were depressed. Some of them were very anxious. He came to the conclusion that when you want to have lasting change in a personality, you must heal emotional scars as well. Hey, we know life is tough. Life is tough on all of us, and we've all been hurt, and we understand that, you know, as a result of that, sometimes we have scars. And so let's talk for a minute. How do we heal from those scars on the inside? Those scars that nobody really can see, but they actually do shake our confidence. When you think about scars that shake your confidence, I mean, there's a lot of things we could talk about, but I think one of the big ones is feeling rejected. I mean, how many of us have ever felt rejected in life? Probably most of us had. And the problem with being rejected is when you're rejected over and over and over again, sometimes it's just hard to get back up. We'll think things like, if I could just be more perfect, if I could just do it better, if I could just work harder, if I could just have been smarter, then people would like me. And we know that's not true because Jesus himself was perfect. And many people disapproved of Jesus. In fact, the scripture says this, Isaiah 53:3. Jesus was despised and rejected by men. John 1:11 says his own people would not accept him. When we think about rejection, there's all types of rejection. There's physical rejection, social rejection, emotional rejection, verbal rejection. How many people have been told that, gosh, I wish you were never born, or you're never going to be anything, and, well, this is just who you are. When I was a little kid, I heard that that phrase, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. I believe broken bones heal a lot quicker than broken spirits. External wounds heal a lot faster than internal wounds. Well, here's what I want to say to you today. There is hope, and there is strength to be found for you and for me when it comes to feeling rejected, when it comes to battling those scars that keep us from being confident, those scars that nobody ever sees. God cares about your scars. He cares about those things that shake your confidence. This is what the scriptures say in Psalms 147:3. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. If you have been hurt, God wants to help. He cares about your hurts, and the Bible says he wants to bind up those broken things in us. How? How can that happen? The scripture says this: let God transform you inwardly by completely changing your mind. Right? Because the way we think affects the way we feel, and the way we feel affects the way we act. Hey, if you're acting depressed, it's because you're feeling depressed. And if you're feeling depressed, you're thinking depressed thoughts. And then that translates in how we live our lives. When you look at a distorted mirror, your true image is distorted. And the reality is, when you get false information, you make false conclusions, which translates into false living. God says, I want to help you on the inside. And the first thing he wants you to know is that he loves to heal those broken things in us. He transforms us by rearranging our thought process. Some of us have lived a lie for so long, we actually believe that we're not valuable. We actually believe that we're not important. We've actually let people on earth tell us things, and they stick to us, and they cause us to lose our confidence. Well, here's what the Bible says. When you know the truth will set you free. When I was a kid, I believed in the tooth fairy. When I was a kid, I believed in Santa Claus. When I was a kid, I believed in the Easter bunny. I actually was told and believed that when somebody has a baby, it was delivered by a stork. You grow up, and then reality forces you to change your belief system because you know what is true. Some of us need to let go of some of those fairy tales people told us. And how do we do that? Life is a choice, and you either have to believe what God Almighty says, or you have to believe what people say. Let me tell you what God says about you. Let me just give you a couple of thoughts here that I think will help your confidence, not only help your confidence, but it can help heal the scars that keep you from being confident. God says, I am acceptable. We work hard at being accepted. We buy things, we wear things, we join things. We want those benefits from people around us to be accepted. But this is what the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. God has made us acceptable in the beloved. In other words, because of Jesus Christ, you are so accepted by God. Here's another scripture in Romans 15, 7. Christ has accepted you. God has made you accepted because of Jesus, and God has accepted you. Now, when you look at those two verses, is there any condition to those verses? No. One of the ways that you can grow in your confidence is you have to realize that you're accepted by God. And when you're accepted by God, you can better accept yourself. The scripture says this in Psalms chapter 27, 10. Even if my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Come on now. How many of us have tried to please a parent or an aunt or an uncle, and we're still doing that in our adult years? You're never going to please them, but it doesn't mean you're not pleasing. God says, I am valuable, I am acceptable. If you want your confidence to soar, you have to choose who to believe. The Bible also says, not only am I valuable, but I am lovable. Look what Luke chapter 12 says. God feeds the birds, and you are more valuable to him than any bird. God says you're precious. If I'm going to take care of the birds, I am going to take care of you. You are worth something. You are significant. Scripture also says, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't feel lovable, you're not going to love others. I was reminded this week, just in some actions of others, that hurting people hurt people. Hurting people are those who hurt people. And when we don't feel loved, when we don't feel accepted, that's how we live out life. Understand this morning, you're not only loved, you are valued, and you are accepted. The scripture says this in Isaiah 54:10. The mountains and the hills may crumble, but my love for you will never end. So says the Lord who loves you. God loves you in multiple ways, but let me just list two. God loves you consistently, and he loves you unconditionally. Consistency is very important in our lives. And unconditional love, it's not what you do that's going to make him love you more or less. It's because of who you are. You're valuable, you are lovable, and God has chosen you. Here's another verse in Daniel. A lot of scriptures today. I want you to understand what the Bible says about you. It says this in Daniel 10:19. God loves you, so don't let anything worry you or frighten you. When I get worried or frightened, what? God, I know you love me. I know you have a plan. I know you have my best interest in heart, because you're a God who accepts me, who tells me I'm valuable, and loves me no matter what. It's one thing to have this in your head. It's another thing to have it in your heart. Your heart will swell when you understand the magnitude of God's love. When you understand he so much cares for you. All of us have felt rejected, and Jesus felt rejected too. But Jesus understood that God cares. His last words, remember, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I give you everything in me because you are reliable. You are trustworthy. Here's something else God says. I am forgivable and I am capable. We talked about this the last 2 weeks in the disciples. Remember, they were worn out. They felt like failures. And they were so fearful in the things of life. But Jesus' presence made all of the difference. His presence helped them to be forgiven and to start over again. And you can do that very same thing. This is what Isaiah says. I am the God who forgives your sins. I do this because of who I am and will not hold your sins against you. God doesn't have a grudge. God doesn't bring up the past. So why do we have to choose to live in shackles that destroy our confidence of things of the past when God says, I want to forgive you. I want to help you. Why? Because you're valuable. Because you're worth forgiving, and because you're capable, and I have a plan for you. This is how the Living Bible records Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Through what Christ did for us, he decided to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We stand before God covered with his love. So when I stand before God, God looks at me through the through the life and the body of Jesus Christ. When God looks at me, when God looks at you, he sees us important. He sees us forgiven. Imagine for a minute that we have a scale. Here's the positive and here's the negative. And every time somebody said something to you or did something to you negatively, it dropped a little pebble on that scale. Imagine all of your life and all of the things that people have said, all of the ways that we have felt rejected, all of the confusion, and sometimes there's something really nice, but then there's a lot of things that people have said, especially when we're younger, that have shaped our reality today. Maybe it's you don't really matter, you're insignificant, you're never going to amount to anything. So how do we balance that scale? How do we balance the scale and actually gain our confidence back and reverse, maybe we could call it the curse that other people have put on us? You make a choice to choose to listen to the people around us or to listen to God's holy word. The scripture says this in Philippians, I have the strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything, and I'm equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength to me. That is, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You see, when we receive God's Spirit into our lives, and we understand not just in our head but in our heart that we matter. We matter to God, and he allowed his son to die for us, and that we are lovable. We matter, and that we can be forgiven, and that we are capable. When we start to understand what God says, it makes all the difference in the world. You fill your mind with the things that God says, and it'll transform your life. Or when you watch the news every day, how negative is that? When we listen to all of the voices going on around us, the reality is we may never measure up. We may never be enough. Or we're absolutely miserable trying to be something that God never created us to be. But when we fill our minds with truth, the Bible says we can actually be set free. In Isaiah 61, verse 3, and I'm going to sum things up with this. This is what God would say to you this morning. I will give you beauty for ashes. In other words, we bring those ashes to the Lord and say, here it is. And he says, let me take what you give me, even if it just seems like it's ashes, and I can turn it into beauty. Don't worry. Be happier. Live confidently in troubled times when you are healed from the scars that are inside that nobody sees. You matter because God says you matter. And nobody else has sent their son to die for you, I don't think. But God did because you matter that much. Oh, God bless you today, Hope Church and Friends of Hope Church. What an honor for me to share with you this truth today. I hope that God penetrates your heart and lifts you up as you consider what we've talked about today. Let's pray together. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you that you can heal broken hearts, bitter memories, damaged self-esteems. Thank you that even long-time patterns can be erased, can be changed, can be reversed. God, thank you that you sent Jesus not only to heal and set free your disciples when they were so down and discouraged, that you do that very same thing for us today. I pray, Lord, not just for our minds, but for our hearts, that we will see the truth and the truth will set us free. God, thank you that because of you, we are lovable and we ought to love ourselves, and that we don't have to believe false information and then have false thinking and then have false lives. We matter to God. And now may God bless you. May God keep you. May God's face radiate about you, and may he give you peace.